This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're planning a wedding.
Yeah.
Which means like a zillion decisions.
Oh, many.
But
yeah.
One of the biggest is got to be the music for the reception.
Absolutely.
Live band or DJ?
Pick one.
That is the question that has plagued couples like since forever.
Yeah, since like the beginning of weddings.
Sure.
Yeah.
We are diving deep
yes.
into Engaged AF magazine.
Love it.
To get the lowdown on this.
The 411.
So
yes.
grab your beverage of choice.
Ew, yes.
And buckle up.
I am buckled.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah. So what's crazy is 2024, huge resurgence of like live bands.
Interesting.
Everyone wants that like raw energy. You know what I mean?
Authentic.
Authentic, yeah.
That's cool.
And I get it.
Yeah.
There's something about it. You know, a group of musicians just killing it live.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You can't replicate that with a playlist.
No, you can't. There's nothing like seeing a band just feed off the crowd's energy.
Absolutely.
Like, picture this. You're having your first dance as a married couple.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Lights are low.
Romantic.
And all of a sudden,
yeah,
the band kicks in with a saxophone solo.
Ooh.
Like, that is the kind of moment that gives you chills.
Yeah.
Makes your guests be like,
yeah,
damn, this wedding is lit.
Exactly.
Right.
And you know what else is cool about live bands?
Okay, what?
They can really curate the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They can go from a slow romantic song to like a high energy dance track.
Uh-huh.
And they can kind of like read the room.
Yeah.
And adjust the set list on the fly.
Yeah.
It's like they're like painting a soundscape.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
You know, it matches the mood.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like a symphony of emotions.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they're taking everyone on this journey through different genres and moods.
Totally.
And don't even get me started on the visual impact.
Yes.
A live band adds this whole other level of entertainment.
It's true.
It's like a performance art piece.
Yeah.
It just draws everybody in.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
Got the instruments, their stage presence, the passion in their performance.
It's contagious.
It is.
It is.
And it creates this way more authentic vibe.
For sure.
They're not just playing music.
No,
you're creating like an experience.
Totally.
Okay. But let's not sugarcoat things.
Okay.
Live bands can be expensive as fuck.
That is true.
Like multiple musicians, equipment, travel, it all adds up.
That's right. So bands are definitely an investment.
Yeah.
And that's something to consider when you're like budgeting for your big day.
For sure.
Yeah.
And while they might have like a decent repertoire, they can't touch the sheer volume and variety that a DJ can bring.
It's true.
If you're obsessed
with
like specific versions of songs
and
want a playlist that spans multiple decades and genres, a band might not be the best fit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do. And let's not forget logistics. Bands need space.
They do.
Like a lot of space. You can't squeeze like a 10-piece band into a tiny room and expect them to sound good.
Yeah, true.
You know?
That's a good point.
Plus they can get loud.
Yeah.
Which might not work if your venue has like noise restrictions.
Yeah, that's true.
Or are you going for a more intimate vibe?
Yeah. Good point.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we've covered, like, the live band extravaganza.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk DJs.
Yeah.
They're a bit easier on the wallet.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah, DJs are way more budget-friendly.
Okay.
They don't have, like, the same overhead as a band.
Right.
So more accessible.
Makes sense.
Especially for those, you know, watching their bank accounts.
Totally.
Yeah.
Plus, their music selection is insane.
Oh, my God. It's bananas.
Like, they can have pretty much any song.
It's true.
You can dream up.
Yeah. From like those obscure indie tracks.
Oh, yeah.
To like top 40 bangers.
Okay.
That'll get everyone on the dance floor.
Okay. Yeah. And let's be real.
Okay.
DJs are the masters of keeping the party going.
Absolutely.
Like They seamlessly mix and blend tracks, keeping the energy high, and the dance floor packed all night long.
Love that.
No awkward silences or anything. Yeah. Just a constant flow of music.
Just vibes.
Keeps everyone moving. It's all about those smooth transitions.
It is.
Right.
Yeah, like a good DJ knows how to like read the crowd and adjust the music accordingly.
Right.
Build anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
And drop those beats at just the right moment.
Love that.
It's an art form.
It is. And they're pretty damn convenient.
Oh, my God. So convenient.
They don't need a huge stage.
Nope.
A ton of equipment.
Nope.
So they can pretty much fit into, like, any venue.
Any venue.
Which is perfect if you're working with a smaller space.
Absolutely.
Or, like, a unique location.
Yes.
While we're talking about, like, practicality, let's not forget.
Okay.
A DJ can handle
all
those little details.
They can.
Right, that you might not want to worry about.
Totally.
Like, they can MC.
Yep.
Make announcements. Even coordinate with your other vendors.
Yes.
To make sure everything runs smoothly.
That's right. Less stress for you.
Less stress, the better.
On the big day.
Absolutely.
More time to enjoy the party.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
But even with all the perks, DJs don't quite have that same visual impact.
That's true.
As a live band.
Yeah.
Do they?
You might have some cool lighting effects.
Okay.
You know, in a fancy DJ booth.
Sure.
Yep. But it's not the same as, like, a group of musicians rocking out.
Yeah.
You know? So it's more about the music itself.
Right.
Creating the energy.
Gotcha.
You know, rather than a visual spectacle.
And let's be honest.
Okay.
The engagement factor can vary wildly.
Yes, it's true.
Some DJs are amazing performers.
Yes.
Who know how to get the crowd hyped.
Yeah. They know how to work a crowd.
While others just kind of stand there and press buttons.
Pretty much.
Right.
It's all about finding the right DJ for your vibe.
Okay.
You want someone who's not just like a human jukebox, but like a true entertainer.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who can like read the crowd and create an unforgettable experience.
So how the hell do you actually make this decision?
Right.
Right.
What are the key things to consider when you're choosing between
a
live band or a DJ?
Right. Okay. So first things first.
Okay.
Budget.
Uh-huh.
How much can you realistically spend on entertainment?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So bands tend to be like a bigger investment.
Okay.
Starting around like $5,000.
Okay.
And then going up from there.
Gotcha.
Depending on the size and like the experience of the band.
That makes sense.
DJs, on the other hand, can range from like $1,000 to $3,000.
Okay. It's a pretty big difference.
Which can free up some cash.
Yeah.
For like other wedding splurges.
Ooh, yeah. Gotta keep those wedding funds in check.
Gotta keep it in check, girl.
Okay, so it's not just about the money.
No.
Think about the overall vibe you're going for.
That's great.
Do you want like a high energy, concert-like atmosphere where everyone's just like jumping around like crazy?
Totally.
Or are you leaning towards something more chill?
Oh, right.
And eclectic.
You know, it should reflect you as a couple.
It should.
Yeah.
And the music should match.
Exactly.
Your personalities and style.
That's it.
If you're both music lovers and you thrive on that live performance energy.
Yeah.
Then a band might be your jam.
It might be.
But if you're more into having a super diverse playlist that spans like different decades and genres.
Yeah.
Then a DJ might be the way to go.
Right.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You could have classic rock anthems.
Yeah, yeah.
90s hip-hop throwbacks.
Yeah.
Those guilty pleasure pop songs that everyone secretly loves.
That everyone loves.
Don't forget about the venue.
Oh, yes. The venue is important.
Space is a major consideration.
Absolutely.
If you're getting hitched in a grand ballroom, you've got like more flexibility.
You've got options.
But if it's a smaller, more intimate setting, a DJ might be a better fit.
Right.
And noise restrictions.
Oh, yeah. It's a big one.
Some venues have, like, strict rules.
They do.
About sound levels, especially if they're in residential areas.
Yeah.
You don't want your epic dance party to get shut down because the band is, like, rocking too hard.
Rocking too hard.
Definitely something to check.
Definitely.
Beforehand.
Beforehand, yes.
Here's a thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
What about a hybrid approach?
Ooh. I like where you're going with this.
You could have a live band
for
certain parts of the wedding.
Okay.
Like the ceremony,
yeah.
cocktail hour.
Okay.
And then bring in a DJ to keep the party pumping.
Yep.
During the reception.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like getting the best of both worlds.
It is.
Yeah, you get that live music magic for like the more intimate moments, and then a DJ to like keep the energy high and the dance floor packed all night long.
Exactly.
It's a super popular trend.
It is.
And for good reason. Yeah. It just gives you more flexibility.
Makes sense.
And lets you like really tailor the music to different parts of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've covered the pros and cons, the budgets, the vibes.
We did it.
What's the final verdict?
Okay.
What advice would you give to couples who are still trying to figure out what the hell to do?
So honestly, there's no right or wrong answer.
Really?
It all comes down to what feels right.
Okay.
For you as a couple.
Yeah.
You know, just trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to think outside the box.
Love that.
It's your day
to
celebrate your love story.
Yes.
So choose the music that makes your heart sing.
Damn straight.
You know?
Screw what anyone else thinks.
Exactly.
It's all about what makes you and your partner happy.
That's what it's all about.
Now, before we wrap this up,
let's
talk about some creative twists.
Yes.
You can add to your wedding entertainment.
Love it.
Whether you go with a live band or a DJ.
So that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
You can take things to the next level by like incorporating unexpected elements.
Okay.
That'll like surprise and delight your guests.
I like that.
Imagine a DJ spinning those hot tracks. And then bam.
Okay.
Live saxophonist joins the party.
Okay.
Riffing over the beats.
Okay. That's fucking genius.
Right.
It's like having a secret weapon to like amp up the energy.
Yeah.
And what about incorporating live music into other parts of the day?
Okay.
Picture a string quartet.
Oh, yeah.
Playing during the ceremony.
Yeah.
Or like a solo pianist.
Yeah.
Setting a romantic mood.
Totally.
During cocktail hour.
It's all about creating a soundtrack.
Yes.
That's as unique and memorable as you are.
I love that.
Don't be afraid to get creative.
Creative.
And think outside that traditional wedding entertainment box.
Right.
Yeah.
Who says you have to stick to the same old formula?
Exactly.
This is your chance to break the mold and do things your way.
Totally.
Maybe you're a couple that loves karaoke.
Ooh, fun.
Set up a karaoke lounge.
Yeah.
Or if you're into something more theatrical, hire a burlesque troupe to perform.
Oh my God, yes.
The possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless.
The key to choose entertainment that reflects your personalities.
Exactly.
And creates an experience that your guests will never forget.
That's the goal. It's all about making your wedding a celebration of your unique love story.
And that includes the music.
Yeah, that's right.
So whether you go with a live band, a DJ, or a wild combination of both, make sure it's something that speaks to your souls and gets everyone on their feet.
So what stands out to you?
Yeah.
Live band, DJ, or a mix of both.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think we've given you the lowdown.
We did.
The pros, the cons.
Yeah.
And some seriously kick-ass ideas.
To spice things up.
So go forth and make some damn good music decisions.
And remember.
Yes.
This is your day.
It is your day.
Screw the rule book.
That's right.
And create a wedding.
Uh-huh.
That's as unique.
Yes.
And unforgettable as your love story.
We've given you the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Now go out there and make some magic. Yeah. Cheers to that.
That's a wrap on this deep dive.
Yes.
Until next time.
Okay.
Stay wild.
Yeah.
Stay true. And keep those dance floors rocking.
Yes.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.